Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Amanda Elam. Amanda, I need some websites. Give us your website. Tell us how we can find out more about the Diana Project.
Right. So if you go to entrepreneurship.babson.edu/Diana/impact/report, you can learn all about the Diana Project and the impact report, the work on women entrepreneurship financing that we're doing. And then for my business, we do testing in flea and tick-borne disease. We're a leading edge. It's Galaxy, D as in dog, X.com.
All right. Galaxy, D, say it again. Galaxy what?
DX. DX is the short
Galaxy
is the acronym
DX.
For diagnostics.
GalaxyDX.com. And check out what they're doing there, folks. She's a great example of one of America's great entrepreneurs. Amanda, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you guys have accomplished.
Last segment.
What is the most important thing you want to tell people about what women are doing that you're excited about, and what do they need to do that you wish they could work on?
Well, what I'm really excited about is the progress that we're making and that women entrepreneurs have made over time. They're really pulling off some phenomenal feats in terms of starting and growing businesses. And I think we need to learn how to celebrate that more. At the same time, you know, we're a little too concerned about the individual. Like, is the individual not competent enough? Are women not competent enough? Are they not doing the right thing? And so in the research world, we're really shifting our focus to the ecosystem and trying to figure out, you know, what's happening around these individuals that may be constraining their ability to start and grow businesses. And we're actually finding some really important, data points. Again, the idea that you know, men are funded based on potential, whereas women are funded based on a proven track record.
Mm-hmm.
That's really critical.
So are you saying that the venture capital universe does what you just said? They invest on men's potential, but they only invest on women's track records. Are you saying that's a fact? That's a condition right now?
We have research evidence to support that, right? Men are much more, and we have a mounting evidence in other areas.
How much of that is confidence? Amanda, how much of that do you think
it could be? I mean, that's a question, right? Are men simply presenting themselves as more confident, so they're signaling this idea that, yeah, they can do the job, yeah, they can grow the company really big and provide a nice return on investment, and women aren't sending those signals out? That's another area of research where we're finding that women who do signal more the confidence the way men do, they're more likely to get funded.
Let me ask you,
unpacking these problems. And trying
let me to ask you another question. I've been around the block long enough, I've been in town enough to know that women communicate their ideas differently than men. And I'm not going to say how they do it differently. I have some ideas, but that's not important. But they do communicate differently than men. And sometimes when men and women talk to each other, there's a disconnect. There's some kind of but it happens when I talk to other women, when they talk to me, sometimes we have to sort things out a little bit, and I'm going to take the blame for that. But my question is, if venture capitalists really wanted to maximize the opportunity with women business owners, wouldn't they want to make sure that part of the vetting process includes women?
Absolutely.
They're missing
opportunities by not investing in women-owned firms, and they're questioning market opportunities that end up being real.
Are they doing
right?
that, though?
So,
are they bringing women in to listen, to be part of the process of selection?
It's in some areas, right? It's a big industry sector, and there are lots of different types of firms. But what I think the most important, exciting trend that's happening in VC right now, honestly, and in angel, is that women is the development of women-focused VC firms and women-focused angel networks,
yeah.
And the number of women investors is growing at a very rapid rate.
But it
rate.
Shouldn't have to be that way. It shouldn't have to be segregated like that, should it?
It may have to be. I mean, this is, you know, I think you and I had another conversation, yeah, where we were talking about it's Black History Month. And honestly, that's how Black American industry, yeah, was developed. They created their own markets.
Right.
They were funding their own businesses, very much like immigrants do.
We're going to continue to talk about this because we can count on Amanda to keep working on this and reporting on this. Amanda, keep up the good work. You and the folks at Babson, will you come back soon?
I sure will. Thanks, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Amanda Elam, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back again another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.